Phoneboy Speaks, episode 655, Google Wi-Fi hits Gig Harbor. It's been more than a week since I've been to Starbucks in my local town, at least. I guess what you get for traveling not halfway around the world. But I went in, and it wasn't even my regular Starbucks. It was actually the one across the street. Lo and behold, rather than AT&T Wi-Fi, there was the Google Starbucks Wi-Fi. And of course, I immediately did a speed test on it and got 50 megs down and 10 megs up, which is on par with my internet connection at home. And you know, the Starbucks website doesn't even reflect this as being done yet. So my guess is this is really new, and I'm hoping that my normal Starbucks is so accompanied with this faster Wi-Fi. Now, I noticed that the speedtest.net had recognized it as a Comcast IP, which could be, because I think that's the only provider in the area that could even come close to matching those speeds, right? So it's great to see Google making more progress and getting fast Wi-Fi in all the Starbucks stores. It's going to take a little bit of time, I think, to actually get that rolled out a little bit wider. I mean, I think they said that we're going to do it over the next 18 months, and that was about 12 months ago. I don't remember when they did it. I suppose I could go look it up, but I'm sure you can, and you probably don't give a crap anyway. So there you go. But this is one of my bugaboos of working at Starbucks has been resolved. I'm getting much more highly caffeinated Wi-Fi, although, as I say, it's Comcast, so I may not be able to avoid go to Starbucks to avoid an internet problem I might be having at home, but in any case, it's nice to know that it's at least as fast as my internet connection at home, so I can get things done, and that's a good thing. And you know, hopefully that means for Starbucks that people will hang around longer and spend more money. Yeah, that's what happens when I spend too much time at Starbucks. I spend more money even though I'm pretty frugal and cheap at Starbucks. It adds up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.